Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, and we don't even know the full content of this show. Scott Presler, one of our favorites, has told us he has a big surprise, Dan, for what's coming in Pennsylvania. We have no sense. Is he going to cut his hair? Have President Trump win? I'm not sure. He'll be here at 2 o'clock today to reveal that, though. This guy is in the center of the ring for the most important state, right here in Pennsylvania. All right, couple of things. Coming up, I'll play you one of the first questions asked of the Eagles' new cornerback, underline that, about he's a white guy. Does he think he's actually going to be a starting cornerback in the NFL? There are none. You have to go back to Seahorn. And
Jason Seahorn.
I remember when he was, and people said, that guy doesn't deserve to be a starting cornerback. The only reason is he's handsome and he's in New York.
Affirmative action?
Yeah, affirmative action. Putting a white guy at cornerback. Like, the NFL's really going to do that when they just relentlessly want to win. So we'll play it at Jeff McClain of the Inquirer. First question out of the box. But you may have missed it. Roe likes it, and I think it's great show fodder. It shows these just narcissistic people all gathered together in the media. They have a president. Even if they don't like him, he's a Democrat, so they do. They pretend to take a shot or two at him. Damn, they opened the event with Obama mocking President Trump in 2012 or whenever that one was, 13, 14, whatever the year was. And then they have a Trump impersonator saying gibberish right out of the box. Who's the president here? It's Biden. Who are we supposed to be roasting?
Yeah, right. What's going on here?
Not one Jill Biden. And it galls me every time. Not once did they say First Lady Jill Biden. You know what they said. And Dr. Jill Biden was probably in giant things right alongside her. Just stunning. All right, so here is the SNL guy who I thought is okay on the weekend updates. But man, without a partner, without something to bounce off, this is flop sweat. And the audience didn't think it was that funny. He did all the right things. He barely mocked Joe Biden. He went after Trump big time. All kinds of things about Trump, of course, who's not sitting there, is not the president. But he redeemed himself at the end, just like Madeline Dean redeems herself. I don't know about you, but one of the things personally that sets me off in this whole thing with Trump Biden is they actually think they have the decency card. They want to say that all the time. This other guy is not decent. Biden is a decent man. What's the evidence of Joe Biden being a decent man?
Decency.
How about Miranda Devine? She has it on her list, Dan. I was going to include it. Lying that the truck driver who innocently got in, unfortunately, into an accident with his wife and child were killed when he was just assuming the Senate office was drunk. He wasn't a drunk driver. I mean, just think about what it's like. It's already bad enough. It's a tragedy. He has to throw drunk driver into it. Why? That's what he does. Is Joe Biden a decent man? Listen to the comedian at the correspondence dinner redeem himself talking about his grandpa growing up on Staten Island and how the grandpa voted for Biden. Why? Even though Staten Island is Republican, Biden is a decent man.
My grandfather, a Staten Island firefighter, voted for you, Mr. President. He voted for you in the last election that he ever voted in. I mean, I'm sure someone else will vote twice in this election using his name, but that's just how the Democratic machine works.
Where's the joke?
He voted for you, and the reason that he voted for you is because you're a decent man. My grandpa voted for decency, and decency is why we're all here tonight. Decency is how we're able to be here tonight.
Can you imagine these people in Washington? Decency. Where's Madeline Dean? Jump up.
Decency is how we're able to make jokes about each other and one of us doesn't go to prison after. We go to the Newsmax after party. And when you look at the levels of freedom throughout history and even around the world today, this is the exception. This freedom is incredibly rare, and the journalists in this room help protect that freedom, and we cannot ever take that for granted. So, Mr. President, I thank you for your decency on behalf of my grandfather, and
decency.
I thank all of you, almost all of you, for your decency as well. I am very honored and grateful that you invited me here tonight. Thank you and good night.
All right. So this is where this election's gone. And these people in the suburbs lap this up, at least the suburban, independent, maybe Republican moms who are insulated, apparently, from inflation, the border. They can't look in the mirror. They can't see their kids. They got to vote with the decent man. Where in the world do these Democrats get this? Now, we talked and went right at her. And she doubled down and really messed herself up even more at Kristi Noem. There's no excuse for what she did here. And we didn't get anybody calling in on that. The shooting of the dog and the goats, allegedly some horses later on. So Phil Murphy puts up on Twitter, right where the new headgear is, Dan, a picture of his dog nuzzling right there in Phil Murphy's hair. And says, let's have more
pictures. Get out of there, dog. It's dangerous.
Yeah, let's have more pictures of our puppies put up.
So what kind of chemicals are you using up there?
So that somebody can't shoot them. And, of course, the first one, one of the first ones that put her dogs up with her was another huge hypocrite, Whitmer, the governor of Michigan. So the point is, yes, we can call out the governor of South Dakota. And I'll play you, CNN this morning tries to tell us that somehow or another, Kristi Noem did this because she's and admitted it big time. She's trying to curry favor with Trump, who would like this. Oh, my God.
You know, I'm sorry. I don't mean to go back to the Phil Murphy picture, but I'm looking at it now. This might explain where his new hair came from.
Yeah, exactly. It might have been the dog he ate it there.
No. I'm saying I think they might, you know, whenever they go take the dog for a grooming, they might, you know, staple it to his head or something.
That might be the case. So it's fine to say, what about Murphy? What about Whitmer? But, you know, you got to call it as you see it. There's no rationale here. And thank God Kristi Noem didn't get in the final circle here. This would have been the whole election. That's the way I see it. You can pretend that it's not, but that's what they would have done. How is Biden decent, though? What is it that we know about him? Using his son's story, the one good Biden, it appears, Beau Biden, to cover whenever he needs that, to just try to bond with somebody to get out of something.
Decency.
The worst. The worst that I can find in my list, and finally they were shamed into it, not acknowledging the out-of-wedlock granddaughter. That's right, of Hunter Biden. How many times did they get caught? And she's part of that. So where in the world does he get to pull over this decency?
Decency.
Now, I don't think people on the other side, we've been through this, particularly evangelicals, they're not claiming Trump decency.
Decency.
It's already been litigated. That's not what it's about. But this is one of the cards that's going to be played here. And I know it's hard to believe. Colin Jost kept on saying, Trump owes $450 million. He's with a porn trial now, yada, yada, yada. And the election is still tied. How could that be? Well, I asked myself the same way, but the other way. Look at this guy. Look at the guy in front of you, Biden, poking at his salad there. I don't know what was going on with the salad.
Yeah, what was wrong with the salad?
It was amazing.
Was he trying to get around the radishes?
Oh, my God. It was just stunning. And the election is still tied. Well, the CNN poll out now says in a two-way race, Trump is well ahead. And with the five-person race, he's 9 points ahead, 6 points ahead, head-to-head, and that's CNN. But I wouldn't get to, I always believe this is going to come down to the wire. And the wire means it's going to be very close, and it could actually end in a tie, and Nebraska, one congressional district, could decide. I mean, I'm just not putting my faith in the fact that Michigan is going to go Trump in the end. I just have a lot, and Wisconsin, too. Maybe. That's why we got to win Pennsylvania. All right, phone lines to get in. Is Biden a decent man? If you believe that, what do you base that on? I have a whole list. Marinda Devine laid out any number of things on a
decency.
Personal level. Yeah, is Madeline Dean a decent person? What's the evidence of that? We play that all the time because she tells the story when she first ran. It's a rainy day. Guy shows up, drenched from the rain. I walked in the rain to get here and just tell you one thing. Decency. Go to Washington and restore decency. Really? I'm asking that seriously. That's a question people will look at themselves and go, can I vote for this guy? I like the policies, but Biden's a decent man. Let him go to hell. Let the country go to hell. Let's continue with this. But I challenge, where's the evidence that he's decent? What is the evidence of that? All right, let me give you the side question. And coming up, I'll give you a choice that I think shows Trump at his best of who is rising to be the VP choice. Not some wild thing that would excite the base, but somebody that makes sense, a la maybe a Mike Pence pick. Trump at his best is calculating, and Trump knows, whether he says it or not, what he needs. He needs a breakthrough in the suburbs. How do you reassure these people in the suburbs? I know you say, tell them to go to hell, Dom. I'm tired of hearing about these people in the suburbs who are going to just say decency and all this stuff.
Decency.
I hear you, but you know what? You got to win. You got to win. Then our policies may not be exactly what they want, but you got to win. You need to win enough of them. How do you do that? Well, the VP choice is helpful. I'll tell you who is being looked at rising a lot by several sources, and I think it makes sense. I don't think it's DeSantis. I couldn't go with DeSantis in a million years. I know a lot of you said, oh, DeSantis VP this time, Trump. You know what it is. Six-week abortion ban. Man, right there. What's the first thing they're going to say to Trump? Six-week abortion ban. Ron DeSantis. I mean, there's just no way. All right, side question today. Little spinoff from last week. Hit us with something that people pretend not to like. Not to like. Guilty pleasure, but actually like it,
yeah.
Maybe a lot.
So last week, Don, we did pretend to like, but,
right.
You know, actually don't like. And the winner of the day was your hair, which we both disagree with.
Oh, but my God.
There's so much conversation that people allegedly pretend to like Dom's hair, but actually don't. No, your hair is great.
I had three people, including my Captain Chucky's friends, where I go, say, that's outrageous. They almost called in, even though they were busy. On the hair thing.
So the first one I'm going to take off the board to flip it on its head, I'm going to take off that collar and your hair again. Because
okay.
I think he's just acting like he hates your hair to make a point, but actually loves it. But
yes.
Actually loves it, right?
Jerry of Elmer, not that I'm keeping score here. Never put that man on again. I'm going to take gossip off.
Oh, yeah. That's a great answer.
Yeah,
that's a very, you know, insightful
yeah.
answer. That came from
Thank
Roe,
you.
Didn't it?
No, it did not.
Oh,
I didn't ask Roe this one.
Really?
Yeah.
No? That's a
yeah.
great answer there.
All right, so you got a couple here.
I got another one for you.
Go ahead.
Behind us, you hear him, Frank Sinatra.
They say they don't like
it. Yeah, younger generation, okay. A lot of times the crap my parents listen to, you know, you don't like it, it's, you know, it's bad. But then you really dig down and you listen to the music and you ask, do you really dislike the music of Frank Sinatra? No, not at all. It's just, you know, I want to be contrarian to the parents' generation. That comes with that a lot.
Maybe.
But I think everyone actually loves Frank when you dig down deep inside, even if they might say they dislike him. And I'm going to take one off the board just because my hate is genuine for this guy, but I think there are people out there. I think everyone on the station's hate is genuine, but there are people that just act like they hate the guy. That's Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, God, bringing him in when you hate him, don't like him. I'm topsy-turvy. Enough already. Can't use him as an answer.
He used him as an answer last week for the one, too.
All right, that's right. There's a limit. Once a month, you use Bruce Springsteen as an answer. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board, hit us with that. And is Joe Biden decent? Coming up, two things. One, it's hard for me to concentrate when he gets to this line. Oh, God. Hark, say it, Randy.
A guy at some point during the show I want to play back for you. He's an alternative rock singer. He was in the band Creed, what we talked about last week, but he put out his covers album of Sinatra songs, and I think he might be one of the best I've ever heard of Sinatra.
Can you imagine some guy 30 up there on the stage, what a punk you got to be singing My Way?
I'll bump back with this, so stay tuned after the break.
You just can't, the hook ought to come right off.
His name's Mark Tremonti. He's a guitarist by trade, but you'll hear him coming back from the break.
All right, Biden, historic low in the Gallup poll, 70 years. What else is new? We'll get to that. But coming up, imagine you're new to Philadelphia. You are a cornerback. Did I say cornerback? And the Philadelphia Inquirer reporter asked you, well, you're a white guy. Do you really think you're going to start at cornerback in the NFL? That might be a legitimate question. Oh, that's ridiculous. Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what it tells us about really wanting to win versus affirmative action. And also, I'll tell you who Trump is scrutinizing, and it speaks well of Trump. Not that I'm gaga over this person, but I think they would help him as VP. All straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No, it does not sound exactly
like that. Yes, it does. Come on.
It's lighter. The voice is lighter than Sinatra's by a good bit. It's got the same moves, but not the signature.
Huh?
No, I don't
What's it missing? I don't think it's missing anything.
I'd be able to tell the two anytime. Do it 100 times to me, and I get which one's Sinatra.
So I was listening to this album over the weekend. Again, it's Mark Tremonti, the guitarist from Creed, Tremonti, and Alter Bridge singing here. And he does My Way, and the one thing that I think he misses, and it might be what you're saying here, is you can hear it a little bit, the edge of Sinatra. He doesn't have the bite. And it comes across in My Way when he has that one line that you always point out, that Frank almost like like
owns it.
Yeah, yeah. He just doesn't hit it as well. But yeah. Everything else, the tenor, everything about this guy's voice is almost spot on, in my opinion.
All right, we'll continue with that. 855-839-1210. You get on board. So, the person that Trump is looking at for VP is not Carrie Lake. Is certainly not Kristi Noem. I'm not even buying Tim Scott. I think Dan thinks that. I don't see that in the end. Doug Burgum. What? The governor of North Dakota.
Oh.
All right, he got on Trump's radar screen. He's really wealthy. I don't know if he's wealthy enough, like the RFK woman, to help out. He's incredibly loyal. He's normal. And the polling indicates he might help him a bit to calm things down in the suburbs. He's vaguely pro-life, but not Ron DeSantis type of stuff. I just, Tim Scott so disappointed me in the presidential stuff that I'm kind of afraid. I get the draw. Take that. You know, we actually have someone who's a fine guy, African-American conservative, but Trump's not going to pick somebody wild, is what it tells us, just to inflame the base. Look at who I, so, you know, that kind of stuff.
I wonder if their strategy that they're thinking, though, is maybe that, like, a show like Yellowstone being so popular in the portrayal of just outright freedom that you kind of see on that show, being in that area, North Dakota, South
Dakota. This guy starts showing up with cowboy spurs and a cowboy hat on.
Freedom.
That's all he has to say. Thank you, Mr. President. Freedom.
Freedom.
Yeah, in the suburb. Then he sent him to Bucks County. Now, who is it that can reach these tricky suburbanites? All right. I mean, he could tag in Brian Fitzpatrick. He knows how to do it. Oh, man, that might take people out. But I don't see it being, you know, as I mentioned, Carrie Lake, anybody like that.
Jeff Van Drew.
Trump wants to win. Yeah, Jeff Van Drew kind of fits the mold. Yeah. He dresses better, though. Might dress better than Trump. That might be something he doesn't like.
Got to dress down. Got to wear a hoodie.
Yeah, he's got to wear a hoodie or something.
Take notes of Fetterman.
Here is Jeff McClain. The first moments with the Eagles' second-round draft pick. They moved up to get him a lot, and he played in Iowa. He played various defensive back positions. He's a punt returner, too. But he actually played cornerback, and he's a white guy. Here is Jeff McClain, the lead beat writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Here's the first question that he asked him.
As you probably know, there haven't been many white starting cornerbacks in the NFL in a long time. Do you think that'll prevent you from getting that opportunity?
I mean, if they put me out there, I'll be excited to play out there.
Okay, so the last that anybody knows of was Troy Apecky, who I don't even know. 2018 draft pick for Washington, while he played converted to cornerback in 2021, making him the first white player since 2008. But prior to that, it was Seahorn in New York. That was a big deal. So I'm fine with the question if there's a broader discussion on this that you'd like to have about race and sports. Why is it there is not a white starting cornerback out of all those guys that play? My answer could be, well, let's face it, they just are not as good. Okay, that may be the case, or is it perceptual? We went through this before with black quarterbacks. Now, I don't know if it's half the league. It seems like half the league might be African-American quarterbacks. And the debate still simmers a little bit with certain quarterbacks, etc. But it's got to be close to half. And that's kind of been settled. In the past, they would convert him to a defensive back. Now it's accepted. It's a big added thing. If you can run, some can't run, but they can still play the position well enough to start.
Yes, we know all about that at the Eagles.
Yes, exactly. So 855-839-1210. Some people on Twitter went wild. I mean, this guy, I watched the highlight film of him in the draft, is dunking the ball over people. Which is a good thing, and he looked like he's very athletic. Could he possibly play cornerback? I think they're going to try him. Watch what a flamethrower this is. Now, if the guy gets beaten on any play at any time, though, Dan, it's going to be, hey, he can't play cornerback.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah. But is it, like, systemic, do you think? Not parents, but coaches, when they have like, are they not putting white kids in the cornerback position, and they're not learning the position, and that's why you don't see them?
Well, I know basketball better, and in the NBA, there are few, if any, my memory, last umpteen years, starting white point guards. Until Steve Nash, who played in Canada against other white players mainly, won the MVP, I think, 2 years in a row as a starting white guy. So it's perception. It's an interesting question because it gets at, you know, the NFL just wants to win. They'll do anything to win. I mean, they're down there. The 250th player drafted, Dan Borowski. All right, here's what I'll give you for Borowski. I'll throw in the football that Dom Giordano threw 38 yards. You know, I mean, they'll do anything to get an edge. So why wouldn't they start a white cornerback? I think they get weeded out, to your point, by the time they get to this level,
yeah. And
there are none that they think can play it.
I mean, flipping the issue on its head, though, could you imagine calling for affirmative action and saying we need more yeah. white cornerbacks?
Like... Well, I used to kid about affirmative action. Why can't they have a 5'6" Eskimo with his underwear hanging down play center against Embiid in the NBA? They're not going to do it. Well, then why should society be continuing to do affirmative action?
Why are there no Ophi white 6'8" kids playing,
there you go.
Male gymnastics?
Yeah. All right, get in on the side question, too, right now at 855-839-1210. The trial underway today. We'll have a lot this week, a lot on the gag rule. I mean, I've really been looking back on the bottom line with the gag rule with Trump and what this judge is going to do on Wednesday. It comes down to who has Trump threatened in this? There has to be. Now, they're claiming, well, he doesn't have to threaten.
What?
You're going to get death threats just because he talks about you in a negative manner. That's why he can't do it. I mean, it's a completely new standard, particularly with someone running for president, particularly the judge's daughter, for example. The judge's daughter is fair game to me. She's a major Democrat fundraiser. Major, major. That's what she does. She's fair game in this. So's the judge. So is Cohen. And so is Stormy Daniels. Yeah, now, if Trump is naming names of a particular juror or something like that, then I think you got a different case. Now we're getting down into the weeds where this could be a really difficult life situation here. But the bottom line is Andy McCarthy bringing two columns over the weekend, making the point, how can you stop this guy who's running, the leading presidential candidate, from speaking out in his defense when everyone else is able to engage in that? Here is Stephanopoulos, though. Yeah, here is old Steffi coming out. I thought it wasn't supposed to be an opinion show.
Wait, where's this guy been?
Yeah, here's Stephanopoulos, stooge for Bill Clinton and all the Clinton cover-ups, et cetera. And that's how he made his bones. That's how he got where he is today. Listen to Stephanopoulos opening up the ABC show yesterday.
Until now, no American president had ever faced a criminal trial. No American president had ever faced a federal indictment for retaining and concealing classified documents. No American president had ever faced a federal indictment or a state indictment for trying to overturn an election or been named an unindicted co-conspirator in two other states for the same crime. No American president had ever faced hundreds of millions of dollars in judgments for business fraud, defamation, and sexual abuse. Until now, no American presidential race had been more defined by what's happening in courtrooms than what's happening on the campaign trail. Until now. The scale of the abnormality is so staggering that it can actually become numbing. It's all too easy to fall into reflexive habits, to treat this as a normal campaign, where both sides embrace the rule of law, where both sides are dedicated to a debate based on facts and the peaceful transfer of power. But that is not what's happening this election year. Those bedrock tenets of our democracy are being tested in a way we haven't seen since the Civil War. It's a test for the candidates, for those of us in the media, and for all of us as citizens.
Wow, he must have stolen the notes from the SNL guy from the night before. Decency.
Yeah, right.
Now, the other word they're using is, this is abnormal. We need normal. One guy believes in the rule of law. That's Joe Biden. That's what he's doing. And how many instances have we seen that? The other guy doesn't. One guy's decent, the other's not. It is insulting. And I'm not saying they're saying it and they don't believe it. Stephanopoulos, inside player, is cynical and all. But deep down, he probably believes that. That's how much they've made Trump into this other being. And he just cannot be allowed to win. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question, too. We'll get that coming up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Talk with them a lot over the weekend. Eamon Brown is at the warehouse in Northeast Philadelphia. He tells me he's our buddy, pro cop, African-American, represented West Philly. Listeners have really taken to him over the course of time. School choice, the other thing. Even though he's inside the Democrat Party. And Danny tells me there's not enough votes there. And tomorrow, when he's in studio, I'll give him a chance to lay it out. He claims the Working Families Party, the socialist, if not communist, here in Philadelphia, spent $700,000. It's a state rep race.
$700,000?
Yeah, and either way, the person representative would be African American. There were two females, and they're all three are black. The only difference is he is a moderate Democrat, call it what you will, and one is like a Larry Krasner clone that they want in there. $700,000.
Where are they getting the money? A socialist organization?
Yeah, the various national funding. They sue. Just one group, $700,000 to try to unseat in a state rep race, which is, you know, small potatoes here. My God. And the Philadelphia Inquirer, they can't get enough of going after him. Why? He's an independent black guy. That's why. They can't take that. They apparently don't want to see Cooper DeJean play cornerback either. I'm telling you, if it watch this story, we're way ahead of it. The other sports story over the weekend, how shameful. Now, look, I'll admit it, and in Philadelphia, I might get in trouble saying, my first passion is basketball. It's obvious. Football, yeah, I like it. Basketball, I think pro basketball athletes are the best athletes in the history of sport. It's not even close. The better. They're not just freaks of nature. They're incredible, right? So yesterday, the Sixers fans abandoned the Sixers again, and these obnoxious New Yorkers buying up even more seats at the end of the game, last minute or two, chanting blank Embiid loudly. They had to try to play music at the end of the game to try to drown it out. It was that bad. Is there anything more obnoxious than these New Yorkers? I know people say Cowboy fans, and that the New York thing is just obnoxious written all over it. They are. They're aggressive. They're arrogant. They're obnoxious. And they're coming down here to Philadelphia to bother us. It was annoying. All right, 855-839-1210, you get on board. As I said, the gag order will be the order du jour of this whole week. On Wednesday, the judge in the so-called hush money case is going to make a determination about what to do with President Trump. And I think there's 14 counts of this or instances. He is not going to put him in jail. I would be stunned, even after all the things that have gone on, that's not going to happen. I don't know if he's going to put a fine on, he's going to do something else. But this is one of the most troubling things. We also saw the Arizona more charges on so-called fake electors. And Mark Levin and others, even the AP, who put the story up about Arizona, made the point Democrats are trying to send a message this late in the game by charging these people with interfering with the last election. You dare not be ready with another set of electors come January 6th this year. You're all going to go to jail forever. This is what they're playing here. They have the judiciary. They have the government. So they are going to go all out to send a message. You're not allowed to challenge elections. Now, we could go through each part of the Trump challenges or others, and I could tell you how I feel about them, but I don't see the ones that add up to criminal penalties. Now, you may think some of the things that happened with voting machines. You saw Fox got sued for that. That's one thing. But we're talking criminal penalties of a bunch of people, including Giuliani and others, including Republican officials in Arizona. AP says they're sending you a message. Don't engage in this stuff if you lose the election this time around. If you do, we're going to come after you, and we're going to put you in jail. That's the way we're going to govern. That's what it's about. And just remember, Joe Biden is a decent man. It is
decency.
Yeah, stunning. Meanwhile, the protesters, this stuffed shirt that's heading up Penn now, the acting presidente, told him on Friday, take down those tents after they started defacing stuff, bothering people, the usual stuff. They still haven't done it. And across the country, the kiddos who are doing this, it was on about, hundreds of college campuses.
My college campus got hit.
Yeah.
Indiana.
It's almost every college campus. They're demanding amnesty that, if they're suspended, kicked out of school, whatever, they're realizing, people in the business world are looking at that and thinking, here comes another one of these radicals. They want all that expunged. They either don't want to take the final exams because of all the trauma they're under, or they want to take the final exams when they feel like taking the final exams because they have to be there to stop this genocide. It is morphing into just an incredible thing. The only upside, it hurts Biden in the end. It hurts Democrats in the end, and they deserve it on this. At Harvard, they took down the American flag and put up the Palestinian flag.
Can I just throw this out there? If there's any school administrators that happen to be listening to our show, which sometimes there are, I looked at Indiana because I genuinely ask you, did you hear about Indiana at all?
I didn't hear much of
Ones. No one did. And the thing is that that's because the Indiana State Police just quietly went in, completely dismantled the protest, arrested 23 people, and you administrators are petrified of media pushback of what social media, with the loud voices and the minority of social media are going to say if you dismantle this crap, but Indiana does it and you don't hear a pip about it. So do it. Just have the courage to actually break up these encampments, call in the state police if that's what it takes, but get these people... These people calling for genocide off these college campuses. It's nuts.
The picture of the week, the sequence, is the cop. It was a state cop by the hat in Emory. I think it was Emory University in Georgia, lifting up this. He started taking her out, a professor, and then she pretended to fall down a little bit that she wasn't going to go. And he just lifted her like a cardboard stick figure and carried her a block in the air outside. Yeah. Oh, people are outraged. It's just too much to take. They're incredible. And this guy that's heading up Penn now, my prediction is Josh Shapiro is going to put the hammer down here at a certain point on this, maybe today, maybe tomorrow. It's ridiculous. The number of schools that say they're not going to have graduation after this. It's amazing, the capitulation. But the upside is people are watching this. And in the end, they're thinking it's not going to determine the election. They're seeing this is what the Democrat Party is captive to. We're not that far from October 7th. They're denying that even. Sandberg, the second in command at Facebook, has a documentary out. We may get her on showing exactly what happened on October 7th. So you have enough people who see how outrageous this is, and it should be put down.
So can I just bring it back to Indiana one more time? Because they released a statement, and I just want to put this out there because I think it's a fantastic statement. IU encourages and respects free speech, including the right to peacefully protest and demonstrate. Consistent with university policy, the installation of temporary structures requires advanced approval, and camping is not allowed overnight. IU students, faculty, staff, and visitors are expected to comply both university policy and state law. Students are held accountable to the student code of conduct. These policies are in place to safeguard the IU community. That's the end of the statement. A couple hours later, after IU police told protesters to vacate the tent, state troopers then formed a line, advanced on the encampment in riot gear, pushing forward with riot shields and shoving protesters back and breaking up the encampment, arresting 29 people.
Yeah, and we didn't hear that much about it, to your point. That's exactly
23
right.
People.
I mean, it's not just about hate speech and anti-Semitic stuff. They don't have a right to put these cockamamie tents up. They have fixed structures to take over on this. They don't. You try doing that with any other cause. So watch this drama play out here at Penn. And the president of Penn is not returning the call of City Councilwoman Jamie Gauthier, who is the Working Families Party radical on City Council. So it will be. And the other side thinks they can still push back on this, that they still have leverage on this. We'll see. All right. 855-839-1210. We're going to talk at 1:30 with Scott Presler. He got to Dan over the weekend and said he's got a big surprise for Pennsylvania. We'll see what that is. And at 2 o'clock, the president's national spokesperson, President Trump's, that is, Jimmy Matthews, will be here. She's been inside the trial in New York. Give us an update on what's going on today. And also the big event coming to Wildwood on May 11th. Side question today, something that people really like, they pretend that they don't. A kind of a guilty pleasure. All right, so we got that going on. And as I said, Scott Presler a little bit later surprised Pennsylvania. The trial continues today. Nothing really coming out of it yet, but we'll remedy that by talking to the president's spokesperson who's inside and give you an update on this. The gag order will be the story this week. Even the ACLU says the case is too sweeping, this gag order around President Trump. So what will the judge do? It doesn't seem to be too many courses of remedy other than threatening again and saying jail will come. A fine? I don't think that has the impact. Andy McCarthy today, great piece, how Judge Mershon is orchestrating Trump's conviction. And it involves, now we're not seeing this, I mean, we're just getting accounts from people that are in there, how the jury, Andy McCarthy says, may be really even unaware, because it's hard to tell what the charge is, ultimately, and the judge trying to massage it towards something they would understand and convict on. And we haven't even gotten to Cohen and Stormy Daniels yet.
Isn't the point of a courtroom to prove someone that's already there, not to try to come up with something to make the jury's mind change?
Yeah, to come up with things that are nebulous and hard to know even what you're charged with and what their theory of the case is. That's what you get when you take something that's a federal misdemeanor, try to bring it down to the state level, wash it, and then put it up back into the federal as a felony. But all they want is a conviction. Even if it's 100%, the conviction will be overturned. And I wanted to talk about this. I just see this on Twitter, someone saying that I'm right on the suburban moms and people in the suburbs. Here's your chance. Maybe you never called him before. We have a ton of people in the suburbs. I mentioned the VP choice, Doug Burgum, North Dakota, that Trump is deeply considering. Look, Trump blusters when he's at rallies, does all, but behind the scenes, he's calculating. Why did he choose Mike Pence? Could there be a guy more adrift, you know, to get along with Trump and evangelical for the whole thing? He knew that Pence would be loyal. He knew that Pence could reach evangelical Christians. He's trying to find somebody to reach those suburbanites. And I know it's hard to admit that that's what we have to do. They appear to be insulated, though. I mean, it should be an obvious thing. Is inflation not hurting them? I think it is, but apparently not enough. Is illegal immigration on paper? Everyone's saying that. But they're kind of insulated from that. Is crime? We talk all the time about crime coming to the suburbs, but not really enough. Let's face it, if you're over in Radnor, is crime overwhelming? You know, pick a place. Is it really? I don't think so. So what is it that they can't escape that they want to make sure they have? I know what it is. Abortion. That's what we're coming back to. And if they feel one side is going to give them that because they're not insulated from that, they may want an abortion, their daughter may want an abortion, somebody wants an abortion that they want, they start leaning that way. That's what the problem is. So in the end, what is it that penetrates these people in the suburbs? You tell me if you're in the suburbs. What is it that they go, that's enough? I may not like Trump, but I can't put up with this. What is it? I know what it is on the other side. It's abortion. It's not even that Trump's not a decent guy and all that. They may or may be able to get past that. But it's abortion. They want it. They want to be assured of it. If you can convince them there's doubt, they're going to vote against you. It's that simple. Not everyone. You got to realize it's a numbers game. What is it that on the Republican side breaks through with that? 855-839-1210. Are you throwing your hands up and saying, well, Dom, you're right. There's nothing that breaks through. They're insulated from it. I would think inflation has broken through, but maybe not. Not enough to cause enough pain where they're going to say, I can't. I can't go with Biden again. It's too much. All right, let's go to Joe in Westchester. Joe on the side question. Joe, something people, they say they don't like, but they really do. What do you have?
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that. And then if you have a chance, I have this incredible, unbelievable, just, you know, brief immigration story. All right, what do I say for the answer is fast food. A lot of dogs I'm talking about who say, I can't eat that crap. But they really do like it. I mean, I could say I'm one of them because we have grandchildren we take care of, and they're always getting it. And if they don't want it all, I'll eat it.
All right. All right, Joe, good call on that. I would say I'm immune to that one with one exception. If I'm in a French fry mood, if that starts, particularly the summer starts me, that would be something. The rest of it, though. I don't know that people are lying about
that. Nice fish filet sandwich from McDonald's doesn't appeal
sure.
to you.
Oh, yes. All those things
so
that
good.
Yeah. All right. Hit us with that. Coming up, suburbs. What is it that Republicans, Trump, are on the side of that penetrates, that says, yeah, this is something that does affect me, that I'm afraid of what the consequence can be if Biden is in there again? Inflation seems universal to me, but all the polling, all the data, it is a shocking thing how Trump has broken through with groups that no other Republican could. And the last hurdle in the swing states is just to do better, a bit better in the suburbs. Do that, and he's going to win. Not do that, it's going to be, God knows how close it will be.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.